It all started with the boy, with Reza. Even when I saw him last, for the last time ever, this summer, when he was and had been for years no longer the same, almost a young man, with the illogical proportions, the long nose, the pimples and cracking voice of incipient adulthood, I still saw in him the perfection that was. He glows in my mind's eye, 8 years old and a canonical boy, a child from a fairy tale. He walked into my classroom late on the first day of school, grave and uncertain, his gray eyes wide, their millipedic lashes aflutter in spite of his visible effort to control them, not to blink, and above all, not to cry. All the other children, most of whom I knew from the schoolyard the year before, knew by name even, had come early and prepared, with book bags and packed lunches and a parent waving from the doorway, some with their mother's lipstick still pink upon their cheeks. And they'd found their desks, and we'd introduced ourselves and announced a single salient fact about our summers. The twins, Chastity and Ebullience, had spent 2 months with their grandma in Jamaica. She kept chickens. This was one fact per child. Mark T. had built a go-kart and raced it at the park. Shishi's family had adopted an 8-year-old beagle named Superior from the pound. "He's the same age as me," she said proudly, and so on. And we were beginning to establish our classroom rules. "No farting!" shouted Noah from the cluster of tables by the window, provoking universal hoots and giggles, when the door opened and Reza walked in. I knew who he must be. Everybody else on my roster was already there. He hesitated. He put his feet in their prim closed-toed sandals very carefully, one in front of the other, as if he were walking on a balance beam. He didn't look like the other children, not because of his olive skin, his fierce little eyebrows, the set of his lip, but because his clothes were so tidy, so formal and foreign. He wore a short-sleeved dress shirt with blue and white checks and a pair of long navy linen Bermudas pressed by an invisible hand. He wore socks with his sandals. He carried no bag. "Reza Shahid, yes?" "How do you know?" "Everybody." I spun him by the shoulders to face the class. "This is our last new student, Reza Shahid. Welcome." Everyone called, "Welcome, Reza," loudly, and even from behind I could see him trying not to flinch. His scalp retracted up his head and the tops of his ears wiggled. Already in that moment, I loved his nape, the carefully marshaled black curls lapping their uneven shoreline along the smooth, frail promontory of his neck.